Looked like you were in mid-season form out there today.
Yeah, we did a good job preparing me in the off-season for that. I was hoping to go more than what I did, just to try to give my team the best chance we could. But team had my back for sure.
Coach Hall feel it was time for you to come out, pitch count?
Yeah, we had some guys at the time. He felt that was more ready for that situation. I was already, it's early season, I was already kind of fatigued. He felt that the guys were pretty good behind me, and they were.
Do you have a thought process, especially when things have gone so well for so long, six innings or whatever it was, and then it's almost like the wheels are falling off? Do you have a thought process you go through where you calm yourself down, or you say, do you have a reset button literally?
I almost tell myself to control what I can control, and then once I kind of get myself calm, which doesn't take long when I tell myself that, I try to find the teammate that maybe made the error or did something that cost me, like another base runner, and I tell them, try to get them calmed down. It's really more of a team thing for me. If I get the whole team calmed down, then we're more ready as a unit for the next play.
Did you say anything to Mac, or for that matter, Oscar?
I told Mac when I walked by him, I said, hey, you're good, next play, let's go, we got to have you back there. And then to Oscar, I would always do this to him or our infielders. I don't really go talk to them. But me and I definitely said some words to Mac about just calming down, we got to have you next play.
Hmm. Was there something going on between the two teams tonight?
Yeah, there was definitely a little bit of hostility. Maybe words said, I don't know. I mean, all I know is I just went out and pitched, and then I heard some stories later about some things that might have happened. I have no idea, though.
Looked like that one inning, the pitcher came off the mound. And
yeah, there was definitely some energy being brought from them. We tried to bring it back, and it was just two ball clubs really going out of there. There wasn't really any hostility, I think, just energy.
Was it important to win the night, more important to win the nightcap, given the way the earlier game had been kind of lopsided?
100%. We had the idea coming in that West Virginia was a better team, or the best team of the weekend. And given that information, we wanted to go ahead and beat them anyway. And then we lost the first game, so it was just added pressure to go ahead and win the second game. I mean, it was game on from the start for them.
When screwy things like that happen in that inning, is there anything you can do in that situation when things just start?
The best thing I can do is make sure my teammates stay in the right mindset. I know that what happened wasn't in my control, and it happened for a reason. And that being said, it's kind of my duty as a leader on the mound to kind of say, hey, let's calm down, make sure we're in the right mindset, and let's focus next play. I'm a big next play guy for sure.
Baseball's a funny game. You look at Tristan, he throws one bad pitch and made him pay.
Yep.
Overall, though, you feel your first time out pretty good about it?
I'm pretty happy with it, yeah. Just got to keep stringing them along. It's first game of many. And it's going to be a long season, hopefully.
What did you see from Luke tonight?
For Coach Hall to put a freshman in the situation, a lot of us thought it was kind of questionable, but, I mean, it's Coach Hall. We thought about it for a moment, and then he went out and did what he did, and it was lights out. Really impressive by a freshman to do that. I told him that after the game, too. I was like, man, you showed out there.
It was he looked really pretty smooth, didn't he?
Yes. He had been decent all fall, and then leading up to the season, and then he just goes out there and does that, which exceeded all expectations. Really good job.
I guess probably one of the big positives out of the game is the way the team kept fighting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Didn't let down.
Yep. When they tied it up, we felt the momentum shift, and we just fought to try to even that shift back up, for sure.
How nice was it to see Nick come through like that?
To see him do so many great things in the field for us, for us pitchers, it meant the world to the whole staff and the hitters. I mean, it was really something special. I mean, the guy comes in and he puts in he's one of the hardest workers we have on the team, and just to see him, the fruits of his labor kind of met was really nice.
I'm good.
Well, appreciate it, man.
All right, yes, sir.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks again, sir.
Y'all have a good one.
I think I just taped over Josh Pastner.